episode 57 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Robin, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Sandy. We talk about Walt Disney World a lot on this podcast, but this week we wanted to talk about this wonderful place at the most wonderful time of the year. No, not the Food and Wine Festival, the winter holidays. If you love holiday traditions, you will not be disappointed. From the icicle lights on Cinderella's castle, to the large themed trees in front of each park, to the gingerbread house displays on the resorts, Disney goes all out. There's a lot to talk about, so let's get started.
I love it. I love everything about it. It's so much fun.
We're not talking about Halloween, so I'm out of this discussion.
Well, let's start with Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, hard ticket event that Disney has, and it runs from November 8th through December 18th. They have various nights. It starts at 7 p.m., but you're able to get into the park at 4 with your ticket, and they'll give you a wristband, and the party ends at midnight.
So it's very similar to the much better Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
It's super cute.
Yes, yes. You get hot chocolate and a cookie, right?
You get as many hot chocolates and cookies as you want. Unlimited. Yes. And one of the coolest things that I mean, and this is the same with the Halloween party, but the castle show and the, when they light that castle up with those icicle lights, it just makes me cry.
The icicle lights are very pretty, yeah, I have to admit.
Very cool. And it's not just that night that they do it, so you'll see it on the nights where they're not doing the party, but it's a cool thing to see. And then they have the projection show on the castle, and, you know, it's all holiday themed. And there's some different, other different shows going on, which I actually skipped, but there's also characters that you don't normally see, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and, you know, Mickey is going to be dressed up in his Christmas gear and stuff, so it's cute. Some different stuff. Yeah,
I do think the decorations, I mean, Disney definitely goes all out. And and although I have not personally been to the Christmas party, so I really shouldn't even say that it's inferior to the Halloween party, but the Christmas decorations are really outstanding. I mean, everything is like all the details.
If you've watched the parade on TV on Christmas morning, though, you see a lot of the stuff, like the for the parade, the toy soldiers who are marching, the little gingerbread people and the ice skating people and all that. There's, I mean, it's very cute, but they do show a lot of that. But they make it snow on Main Street, and it's just fun. You know, it's really cool.
And is there a special tag for wishes?
I think so.
Do we know?
It's been a couple years since
brought up something that we don't.
This is the first time that I'm actually going to it this year.
Yay!
So I'm very excited. Yeah. I've been trying to get my family to come this time of year for years.
Yeah.
And this is the first time it worked out.
I've actually been during the holiday season. I've been with you, Sandy, but yeah. I didn't do the
So it starts party. Early. I mean, it actually starts the weekend that the Wine and Dine race is. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be going down there for the race, and there's a couple things that they'll start doing. It won't have all of the big decorations up, which is kind of a bummer. But the Very Merry Christmas Party starts when I'm down there, which is the weekend of November, like 8th. And the Osborne Family Lights start when I'm down there. And that's cool. If you're doing Wine and Dine, that's one of the best things about Wine and Dine, is you run through that section of Hollywood Studios and the lights are on. And if you get there at a good time, they're dancing. And there's also a Christmas-themed 5K that weekend.
So we record this way ahead of time. So this is going to be airing right at the beginning of December. So it's important to say.
So this already happened.
This already happened.
And it was awesome.
And this is the last year of the Osborne Family Lights. So can anybody talk about the history of the Osborne Family Lights with any authority? I only know. Okay.
Sandy, I can. Do it. Okay. So, because I took pictures. If you go there, there's like this display of basically little slides of information, and I took pictures of it. It's a method of them. But so it's a family, and I can't remember where they're from. I want to say it's Midwest.
It's like Missouri or something like that.
Yeah, and they had like these crazy light displays, and basically Disney asked them to come to Hollywood Studios, and so they brought it there, and it's grown every year. And it's in the back section of the park where they have like the Streets of New York and the streets of San Francisco, and it's all lit up, and they dance to the crazy music, and there's this cat that you have to find every year. There's a dreidel, because if you're Jewish, that's your thing. That's your one thing that I see. Woo-hoo! I know, right? I mean, you have to really like Christmas.
It started in Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas, okay. Right. And there was some altercation, actually, with their neighbors and the power company. Like, they were, like, draining the power from the... Am I making that up?
No, I think you're right.
It was an altercation, and Disney was like, yeah, come on. We'll
yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's been going on for maybe, like, 10 years. I mean, it's been there a while. I've seen it a few times. So... It is kind of sad that it's going
to
be the last.
So if you're listening and you want to see it, call us today.
January 3rd is the last day.
Yeah.
I actually booked like 3 couples in the past few weeks because they want to go see the lights once more.
Yeah. And they have, of course, Disney is not one to let an opportunity go by. So there's special viewing packages that you can buy for it.
Pay extra.
Yeah. That you get like special seating at the Frozen sing-along, and then you get special viewing, and then there's like desserts thrown in and stuff. I think there might even be a dinner package coming up too. So.
They special t-shirts. My husband ordered one online.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So other special events that are happening is one thing that I'm kind of sentimental about is the candlelight processional. And this is actually an opportunity. I truthfully, I'm going to completely admit this. And Neil Patrick Harris, I'm sorry. I'm totally a stalker. But I went down with a friend of mine specifically because Neil Patrick Harris was doing the candlelight processional that weekend. Yeah. And we sat in the rain and enjoyed it.
You're a trooper.
Yes, I am a trooper. But if you like Christmas pageantry, it's basically like your traditional living Christmas tree where they tell the Christmas story. They usually have a celebrity. Well, they always have a celebrity to sort of do the main narration. And then they have a chorus that is there all the time. And then they also invite in amateur choruses, whether they're with high schools or what have you, from around the country. All that season long, and the narrator changes. So if you want a specific one, you have to book for that specific time.
Yeah. But Shonda Rhimes is going to be there this year.
Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Oh my God.
She is no Neil Patrick Harris. I can tell.
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
How to murder somebody.
Yeah, definitely check the list. If you're going to be down there at that time, check the list and see who the narrator is.
There's some really cool ones.
And don't think it's just B-list celebrities, because there are some serious A-list celebrities that go to it. Yes, exactly. And he was fantastic. He was so cute. He was singing along to the Hallelujah chorus. It was fantastic. So,
and that's in Epcot in the American Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And you can do dining packages with that to get like preferred seating and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And another big attraction at Epcot is the storytellers from around the world. Yeah. You've seen a lot of them, right?
Yes, I have. Definitely.
I think our lead-in photograph is going to be from Norway, from the from one of the storytellers. So in the different countries, they tell the Christmas. I don't want to say the Christmas
it's not
story.
It's Christmas, because like in Japan, it's about Japanese New Year. In China, it's about good fortune and happiness. And Morocco doesn't really do a Christmas thing. So it's not always a Christmas thing. Yeah. It's like
in the American Pavilion, they have stuff on Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Voices of Liberty do caroling.
I love them.
Yeah. So it's very, one of the things about Epcot that's so cool is just go in the back of the pavilions, like for the one for the UK, if you wander through that little hedge maze path, that's where you're going to find Father Christmas, and he's back there telling stories, and it's not going to be crowded, and there might be a few children around, but you just feel like you're in this little village, if you think the crowds are getting to you, just wander in to something, and you won't be disappointed.
And do not think these storytellers are hokey either, because these are some of the best storytellers ever. I mean, really, really engaging.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm so excited.
I know.
It's gonna be so awesome.
So tell me about the Jingle Cruise moving from awesome to silly.
This is one that I couldn't find dates on it, but the Jungle Cruise, they retheme it and they make a Jingle Cruise, and I'm a little bit worried that they won't do it as early as I'll be down there, because I'll be there in early November. And a lot of this stuff, they do some stuff for that race that weekend, but a lot of the stuff doesn't really start coming out till the end of November. So like closer to Thanksgiving. So I don't know when they do the Jingle Cruise. I might have to miss it. Robin, you might have to tell us about it.
Yes.
So they basically decorate the Jungle Cruise with Christmas theming.
Yeah, the theme is that the I guess the Jungle Cruise, what do they call the people who drive the boats? The
skippers.
The skippers. Yeah, they can't go home for Christmas, so they decorate themselves. And, you know.
Interesting.
There's a theme in there somewhere, but yeah. Cute. I mean, that's such a classic ride. So yeah. Anytime they jazz it up, I think that's pretty cool.
So, Robin, for your first Christmas time visit, have you actually planned to tour the resorts and see all the displays there?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
good.
We're going to actually do that, most of it in our last day. We were talking about going back to one of the parks, and I'm looking, I'm like, you know what, I want to go to the deluxe resorts and be able to see some of these decorations. So the last day, we're renting a car to go drive to see my grandmother, and I think we're just going to leave the car at our resort and staying at Wilderness Lodge, so I'll probably just take the boat over, go do the resorts around the monorail line. Yeah. And then go towards the Epcot area and do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, so the contemporary one has changed, but one of the years I was there, they had Geppetto's Workshop, and it was all chocolate. And it was right whenever you come up off the escalator and onto that concourse where the monorail is, and you could smell it as soon as you got up there. I mean, let me see. I put on here what it's going to be. Now it's going to be a gingerbread holiday ice castle, but one year, and it probably will smell good too.
Well, I'm sure chocolate will be somewhere. They'll still do a chocolate
theme. But the year that it was I was amazed. And they always put a list of how much stuff they used to make it, like a million eggs and 300,000 pounds of sugar or whatever, you know, whatever it was. But
one year they did the one from the contemporary, and they had a camera, and then they sped it up. And so they had it on YouTube where you could watch the whole thing going up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like at night you wouldn't see anything, and then all of a sudden people would be there and doing stuff, and it was really neat. I hope to find stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Grand Floridian has always had this life-size gingerbread house, and I have to tell you, we put together every year. We have a family tradition of trying not to kill each other putting together a gingerbread house. Gingerbread houses are a huge pain. They're a huge pain.
We've given up on it.
Huge pain. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. And so I was amazed at how moved I was to see this like full-size gingerbread house, which was probably way easier to put together than ours is, because
they probably use real glue.
Yes, they probably do. But it is a life-size gingerbread house from which they sell smaller, you know, edible
gingerbread. They have that at the they did at the American Pavilion that one year we were there. I don't know if they still do, but yeah, I remember.
It's amazing. It really is. And like, there'll be like a lady dressed in the like little sleep bonnet and everything selling gingerbread out of the gingerbread house. Like, you think that if she lures you inside, she's going to put you in the oven and cook you for dinner.
You will be part of
the Hansel and Gretel. Yeah. So yeah, really, really amazing stuff.
Yeah. And like carousels and train displays. I mean, it's so worth going and checking it out.
So we might have to revisit after Robin gets back.
We should. I think, I mean, you know, December is a great time. Well, I don't know. But I didn't have so much other stuff. The year that we went, I missed a lot of my kids' stuff. I missed my daughter's kindergarten play. I missed my son losing his first tooth. I missed the parade they were in that year.
And we should say, that year, it was like December 8th through 11th or something that we were there.
It was my birthday, yeah. So, yeah.
And it was cold. So
it was,
bring
yeah.
a sweatshirt. It may be cold, it may not be, but bring a sweatshirt.
Bring a hat.
Honestly, I bought a Santa hat just to stay warm. Yeah. It was so
Everybody
cold.
Everybody was kind of buying
It was so
stuff.
Cold, yeah.
The thing that people don't realize is it might be warmer during the day, but once that sun goes down,
and it gets windy.
And it's definitely a time of year that you need to layer.
Yeah.
And something else that I am really looking forward to that's very new to this year is Minnie's Holiday and Dine.
Did you get a reservation?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
awesome. I can't wait to hear that.
I hope my client who's going in late November didn't hear that, because I haven't been able to get one yet.
They sold out,
the first day they opened.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. Well, they've extended it. They're going to change it up there in advance. So that'll be, if you don't get the chance, you still have a chance. Yeah.
Well, and I've had the Star Wars meal there, so if they do that even half as well as they do the Star Wars meal at Hollywood and Vine, then it's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to hearing how that goes.
Yeah.
Well, I will definitely let you know. And then there's something at Fort Wilderness, they do sleigh rides.
Yeah.
Now, years ago, when I did the Disney College program, They used to do hay rides at Fort Wilderness during the fall. And I actually, it wasn't during the fall, it was during the spring. But I don't think they do those anymore. But it's in the same area where they did those and where you go to go horseback riding.
Yeah.
And that's something cool. And I don't think we're going to get to do that, but that's something I hope to go back and do a different year.
They don't put down fake snow for that, do they? It's just like... It's probably sleigh with wheels or something.
One of the cool things about Fort Wilderness, though, is that snowbirds go down there and they stay and they trick out their RVs and their campers and they put out Christmas. They do it for Halloween too, but I mean, for the lights and the decorations, and I mean, it's kind of a spectacle in and of itself. We did the one of the dinners back there, the the backyard barbecue or something, and so you have to take a bus back all the way back in. You don't have to drive your car, and yeah, I was like, oh, look at the lights. Look at the lights.
I will say, if you're listening to this podcast in 2016, and you're like, oh, I missed the Osborne lights, it's worth it to go to Fort Wilderness.
It's kind of like a best kept secret kind of thing.
People also decorate their the cars, the golf carts.
Yes.
I have a friend that goes down every year for 2 weeks in December, and I see pictures on Facebook of the golf cart, and it's so cool.
That is so cool. I want to meet those people.
Yeah.
I like that. That's awesome.
So is there anything we've left off? I'm just looking through our list of things we were going to talk about. The only other thing I see is the Illuminations holiday tag. There's a holiday tag for the Illuminations show. I'm almost positive there's one for Wishes as well.
Yeah,
there's like
I
a
think
holiday
you're right.
tag for Wishes.
I don't know if they do the same one for the party nights as the regular nights stuff.
Yeah.
But I know like for the marathon, when you are... Like, they start taking down the decorations marathon weekend, but they leave those icicle lights up on the castle for the marathon. And if you are one of the faster runners who's going to be in an earlier corral and you get Magic Kingdom is, like, mile 4, and if you get there when it's still dark and you turn that corner and you see those. I was spectating. I'm not one of the faster runners.
I happened to be observing.
I was a spectator on Main Street. But, yeah, that is just one of the coolest feelings, running down Main Street and seeing those lights like that.
Well, and now the icicle lights are themed to Frozen as well. And I'm sorry, as much as you've heard Let It Go, I think they do, actually. No, I think, at least at the beginning, I think Elsa
lights it up.
Freezes the castle. Yeah. Yeah. I could be wrong about that, but I'm
pretty sure
that's
true. I know they did that last
year.
Yeah. I'm not sure about this.
Yeah. So,
we'll see.
But I do think, I mean, even if you're sick to death of Frozen, it's sort of like the thing at Disneyland with World of Color. I don't care how many times you've heard Let It Go, when you hear it with, like, pyrotechnics going on around you
and every kid
else,
around you singing
yes,
at the top of their lungs.
Yes, yeah. It's pretty magical still. Yeah. So, definitely worth seeing.
There's also a Jingle Jungle parade in Animal Kingdom. And, you know, there are these huge trees in front of every park. And, Robin, you're staying at the Wilderness Lodge, and that, to me, is the quintessential,
it
like,
is so beautiful
Christmas.
For holidays,
oh, my God. Yeah, because they have... It's, huge,
they have
huge.
A, like 11 billion foot tree
yeah.
in the lobby.
And they have that huge fireplace with those rocking chairs. You can just go hang out in front of there. Yeah. That's going to be, I'm so jealous. Yeah.
That is actually another resort that I would say, if you're not staying there at the holidays, it's worth going to see.
Yeah.
Like, go make a reservation at Artist Point or Whispering Canyon and just see that tree.
Or just take a
alone.
Boat from Magic Kingdom you know, for a few hours.
Well, but if you want a good excuse to go.
Well, they also...
Food at Artist Point is one of Disney's best kept secrets. That's a great little restaurant.
Check and see, too. They used to, and I don't know if they do this every day, but there was like a 4 o'clock tour of the resort, and it's free, and you can go, and I feel like they throw in some food or something. I know they do at Animal Kingdom Lodge, where you get like some of the flatbreads from some of the restaurants there and stuff, but that one, the Wilderness Lodge has a, like a history with trains and stuff like that, so there's some really cool history into why the architecture is the way it is.
Have I ever told you my Wilderness Lodge story? Because we have time, I can tell you.
Yeah, no.
So years ago, I went to the Disney Institute, which doesn't exist anymore. It's now Saratoga Springs. But it was the Disney Institute was sort of this blending of, it was one of Michael Eisner's things, of education. And I loved that place. My mom and I went several times. We went 3 times, I think, total. And we took an architecture class, and they took us to several. They took us to the Team Disney building, and they took us to a couple other buildings around. Wilderness Lodge was one of them, and we walked in, and he said, so there's this really interesting story about the Wilderness Lodge when it was built. We actually invited in people from the Pacific Northwest, natives from the Pacific Northwest, to look at it and tell us how we did. And there are two. When you walk in, the lobby is huge. It goes up, like, 5 stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there's totem poles on either side. And at the top of one totem pole is an eagle. Mm-hmm. On top of the other one is a raven, and they're looking at each other. And as soon as these people walked in, they looked at it and they said, oh, there's a problem. The eagle and the raven are enemies. And even if they were in the same village, which they probably would not be, they would be facing away from each other because they're enemies. And the representative from Disney, and I have no idea if this is true, so please forgive me, Disney, if this is wrong. But the representative from Disney took about two breaths and then went, this is Disney. Everyone gets along. Moving on.
That's the thing. The raven and the eagle were huge when I was in Alaska on the totems. Mm-hmm. But
I don't remember
if it was like, yeah, but they are very representative.
Yeah. They're very representative. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
They're like, yeah, yeah, do this.
Oops. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So,
put a bear up there.
And so, to be true, and to be faithful, it is Disney and everybody does get along. So I suppose it's okay. But yeah, it's one of my favorite stories about that architecture class. It's probably the only thing I remember from the architecture class that stuck with me. So, yeah, absolutely. All right.
Okay, well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedbacks on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page, and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. Or you can even email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, and myself, Robin, thanks for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!